Analogy Talkbacks up next. It's going to be mostly sunny today. Temperature 75 to 80 tonight. Increasing clouds. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows 55 to 60. It's a Tuesday morning show. I'm Heidi Holton with John Latimer. Any contacts? Any phonology?
I got a couple of notes. Yeah, some folks actually took the time to contact me this past week,
nice.
And I've been enjoying some of the contacts. I've had a nice note from Mark, and Mark lives up on Plantation Lake. He's a good all around guy and a pretty steady member of KAXE for a long, long time. He said, "You mentioned the hummingbirds will be back at the feeders. I refilled them and have all sorts of young ones zooming around, dive bombing each other. Two nights ago, while crappie fishing just before dark, which seemed like a large pack of wolves, were howling just north of the lake, west of the creek, going to Cutaway in a line to the Spruce Project. No wind, super quiet out until they let loose three times. One needs good bladder control." Love hearing them, but wish they were across the lake on the Highway 50 side for my old dog's sake. This is the third time since this early spring they have been howling in the same general area, once at 1:30 a.m., once at 4:40 a.m., and the other night at 9 p.m. I wonder if they have a home den or center they relate to as a range around the countryside. Have to believe some of the Spruce Project folks have seen them. And he's right about that. I have seen them myself, or seen some of them. It's interesting. There's a woman who comes up to the Spruce Project every year, and actually more than once a year. She's up here several times, and she seems to be cursed. She just is like the car in front of her will see a wolf, or the car behind her will see a wolf, or everyone's seeing wolves but her. And I hope that one of these days she'll get a chance to see one, because coming from Tennessee, they don't see a lot of wolves along the highways down there. "I have five loons right now out in front of the dock. I think that's a record for this little 70-acre lake. The pair of swans that were back this year, but no young ones. They've been staying..." And there it went. And there it went. I'm having a little trouble, but that's normal, right?
It's normal for the day today, I think.
It's definitely normal for the day. Anyway, goes on to talk a little bit about some of the swans that were on his lake and the fact that they didn't have any young ones. So, and then we got this note from Mary Bowers. And Mary lives in the area and is moving and was concerned. Let's see. "We have been offering sugar water to hummingbirds for the past 16 years, as have the previous owners of our property. That would make 40 years total. At the busiest, we make a gallon a day. These next few weeks will be a busy period. The problem is we have accepted an offer to sell our house, and the closing is set for August 18th. The new owners will only be here on weekends, so they won't be able to keep the feeders filled. We haven't discussed this with them, what to do." And that from Mary. And I wasn't exactly sure, so I sent the note on to Laura Erickson, and Laura responded, "All that hummer activity sounds so wonderful. Oddly enough, though, a few of those hummers will be visiting your feeder more than a few times before moving on. You're enjoying the peak of their annual migration south. What I personally would do is to talk to the new owners about the situation and see if they might be interested in keeping up the tradition. If they're willing to keep up the loving, long-standing tradition, that, or could a neighbor keep the feeders filled during the week? If nothing works for keeping the feeders going with fresh sugar water during their peak, don't feel bad. Hummers time their migration for the exact period of time when natural food is most abundant, so even without your feeders, they will be able to find lots of food. But I bet it feels really sad to be leaving your house and your lovely birds, but at least you won't have to worry about them." That's from Laura. And we thank Laura for that note and for help with that problem. And Mary, I hope that you are going to be able to move with a clear conscience. That has to be a struggle when things like that happen. Boy, we just don't ever want that to happen if we can help it. Finally, our good friend Dallas over in Akeley, 7:30, August 31st. Was the first day I didn't get a wood tick in a long time. He saw a Dion Skipper and a checkered white. Those are both butterflies. On the 2nd of August, geese were flying. On the 4th of August, burdock is blooming and the red-winged blackbirds are starting to flock up. Finally got a nice rain. Butterflies are back to nectaring. Choke cherries are black and blackberries are now ripening. Plumes getting a little color. A few flying ants. And that from Dallas over in Akeley. And that's our talkback segment for this week. If you have notes or observations you'd like to share with us, please send them along. We love to hear from you, and you can get in touch with us through all of those usual methods.